This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Where's his name's coming from?
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
What's happening, sis? MTV sweater though? That's a classic joint. I see you though.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad. This is Ryan. How may I help you?
Yes, Ryan. My name is Winston with XP. I have an FMS number for you.
Alrighty, go for it.
That is 757-087-93.
Mm-hmm. And are you calling from dispatch?
No, I'm just XBO.
Okay. Drivers, I've never had a driver actually say who they're with before.
Yes, sir. I'm a representative for XBO.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Give me a moment here while I get this to pull up then.
Yes,
for
sir.
Us. Alrighty, and can I get you to verify client's name and address for me real quick?
That is for Daniel Dowd or Danielle Dowd. I'm just trying to figure out which way to say it. But.
Same person. When they pick up the phone, I'll make the decision based on voice.
I was thinking so too, but I didn't confirm because they didn't answer for me.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. That'd be at 866 Clarendon Lane, Aurora, Illinois.
All right, phone number 630-383-1093, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, how can I help besides finding out if this is a guy or a girl?
Yeah. That's what I was waiting to hear, too.
Sorry, I had to. We got to have some fun at our jobs, right?
Yes. Hey, and tell me, Danielle, the girl version, doesn't it usually have two L's in it?
I'm dyslexic, but yes,
okay.
I think that's true. I don't worry about spelling. I'm dyslexic legitimately. Like, I can do math while sleeping. Letters don't work.
That's cool. So, Tech Raphael called and stated that he did not complete no install, but it was a delivery only, stating that the customer's home was still under construction. He said he delivered all those items in the grass.
Items were left in yard?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you put pics on the order of that? He said, no. I was like, okay.
No?
But he got the signature and everything, so I was like, okay, well, I guess I can't say nothing about that. As long as the customer signed for it, wherever you delivered that, he must have been right there.
Product. Just the way this is worded, products were left in yard and signed for my client. All right, let me just do my due diligence if you don't mind.
I'll be here when you get back, Ryan.
Thank you. All right, so Daniel is a guy. But beyond that, yeah, he's well aware that they're on the in the yard. He's waiting for his contractors to finish the house enough so that he can bring them in. You still with me, sir?
Yes, sir. I was trying to figure out what was the my line. I got a shortage in it, but it's okay.
No, you're all right. Okay, so that is Daniel as a guy.
Yes.
And then, yeah, he stated everything. So let me give you that Breeze case code.
I'm waiting. I'm ready.
280-775-808.
Oh, I got 280-775-808. Thanks, Ryan, for that Breeze code and speaking with XPO.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you for
calling. You be safe and have a wonderful day as well.
All right. Bye-bye.